Jared the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game. So Rick Pitino has spoken after yesterday the NCAA came out and took down his national championship banner. Now, Pitino's been fired for a whole different scandal, but Pitino today came out and he defended his honor. Ian, can we get one of those cuts from Pitino today for the people out there of Pitino defending the honor of Pitino and whatnot?
I've always told the truth regarding all factors of the NCAA case with the University of Louisville. They interviewed over 100 people and found the same result, that I had no knowledge of the reprehensible things that were going on in that dormitory. I was found not to have monitored a particular staff member, not lack of institutional control, which is the big hit by the NCAA. I was hit with a 5-game suspension, which isn't much, and planned on appealing.
And so Rick Pitino defended his honor today, which, of course, led to you chuckling like probably everybody else. But now the whole discussion is everybody doing the cheating? Is everybody coming out? Is everybody cheating? And Jay Williams was talking today about, well, when I was 15, I went to parties and all that. And when the discussion is everybody cheating, who's usually one of the first people that we kind of point the finger at and assume if everyone's cheating in college basketball that it's probably cheating?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I'm not saying it.
Cal.
I'm not going there.
And so, like, it comes out that there's all this information that the FBI has, and it's all going to come out and knock out all these coaches. And I am convinced when I hear that, okay, Bruce Pearl and Cal are totally going down. Like, and I don't think Cal's a cheater, but I also don't think Cal's not a cheater. But if you're going to get 30 coaches,
Cal is in the mix. Now, what? Say that again.
I said, I don't think Cal's a cheater, but I also don't think he's not a cheater.
I mean, it's either black or white. You don't almost cheat.
Well, so I think Cal, so when I hear, and this is my educated opinion, when I hear that the FBI's got like 50 coaches they're going to name, I have made the assumption that it's going to happen to John Calipari. But today on Kentucky Sports Radio, Matt Jones said something, and Matt Jones is team first, but Matt Jones said something today that made me think maybe Cal survives all of this. This is what Matt Jones said on Kentucky Sports Radio this morning.
Text machine blowing up, 859-30-3264. One person says, Matt, I hope we don't end up eating our words. You make logical sense about the FBI stuff, but who really knows? Well, nobody really knows.
We really don't know.
But, like, here's the thing. Do you have a guilty conscience? Then what are you worried about?
Right.
Like, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying it's impossible. I couldn't say it was impossible about any school in the country, even Transylvania. Who knows what Brian Lane is up to?
It's crazy guys over there.
But I'm just telling you that the dude that got caught is a dude that Cal hates and that hates Cal and that he's Rick's guy. Unless you just think Cal would be stupid, what would... That's dumb.
So Andy Miller, the guy that got caught, is Rick's guy, and he's not Cal's guy. And he made me think, maybe Cal's not going to be involved in this FBI stuff. And then Matt brought up the recruiting aspect of it, which I heard that, and I thought maybe he's right about this too.
There's a ton of dudes from Kansas, Arizona, and a handful from Duke that have gone to him. Not one Kentucky guy except Nerlens. So, again, unless you – and now the other thing is, this all came out in recruiting the last year. What is the year where we've done the worst in recruiting?
Right.
So you're saying, yeah, we were cheating the year we sucked? I keep saying this all the time. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. If we were cheating, we'd never lose anybody. We have more money than all these other schools.
I mean, I did. He makes some solid points. Like, I'm starting to think Cal's not going to get caught. Or Cal's not cheating. It's one or the other. I mean, I'm starting to think that at the end of the day, Cal is going to come out of this listening to what Matt Jones said. Like, because some people will hear that and they'll say, well, Matt Jones said it, so you know it's right. I get it. It's pro-Kentucky because it came from Matt Jones. But Matt Jones is right. The guy who the FBI rated is Andy Miller, who is close with Jeff Capel at Duke, who is close to Kansas, who is close to Louisville, who is close to Arizona, but he's not close to Cal. And
who was this that got raided?
Andy Miller's an agent, or was an agent, and he was the guy whose office got raided when all this stuff went down.
Agent for
basketball players.
High school kids?
No. Like for pro players.
I don't understand. So where? How does the high school kid get to college?
It's basically I'm the guy funneling the money. You get these players, and then you come bring them to me. That kind of thing.
Ah.
So that's the whole thing. And that Cal and that guy hate each other. He's the guy who got brought down by the feds. And if he and Cal hate each other, then he's probably not doing business with Cal. So Cal is probably going to avoid that. And then he brought up the fact that in the last year, when all this has come out, Kentucky has been the worst at recruiting in that year. I think there's probably something to that, too.
Well, the opposite logic of that, then we go back to Vandy. He's had the best year they've ever had. So what does that mean?
I don't know.
No, you don't.
I don't know. I mean, I figured that when they said that this was going to come out and it was going to knock down 30 schools or whatever it was, I figured for sure Cal's in the mix. Like, not that, and I like Calipari. But I figured, like, come on now. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Calipari, I figured he would be the second one to go down. It would be Bill Self first and then Calipari. And then Jeff Capel, the assistant at Duke, because I don't think they're going to get K. But I figured for sure Cal would be in there. And then Matt Jones brought that up, and I think it's probably a good chance Cal doesn't get caught. If Cal's cheating, which we don't know the answer to.
I have no clue. I mean, I don't. Again, you know what? If you've been caught before, and you've slid through it, it's hard for me to imagine that you're going to change your ways.
Well, so you say in your heart you think Cal's cheating.
I think anybody that has cheated before, it's likely they're going to cheat again.
What if somebody has like a born again moment where they, you know, where they rediscover themselves?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I think, again, now, the question that I have here is, do we think John Calipari is clean? And maybe that's not really the question I'm asking. Because Matt Jones isn't saying that Cal's not cheating, although I think he kind of is. But he's basically saying Cal's not going to get caught in this FBI investigation because the agent who the FBI has, again, hates Cal.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, this is off of phone calls.
Well, what if he's not calling Cal because they don't like each other?
I mean, you know what? If I'm an agent and this whole thing's about funding players to schools.
You try to become cool.
And Kentucky's out there. You can't eliminate Kentucky from your list. Now, you may have to go around a different way. You may have to go through somebody else to get there. But you can't take the, you know, blue blood of college basketball and say, well, I'm not going to do business with you. Bad.
What do you think of the statement Matt made about the fact that the recruiting, the FBI stuff, has only come about in the last year, and that's when Kentucky's been the worst at recruiting, which is another good point I thought he made.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Kentucky's bad at recruiting because all these other schools are cheating now.
Right, that's the point. That means that Kentucky's not cheating.
No, they're just not the only ones cheating. If I'm going to offer you $100,000 and he's going to offer you $100,000 and the Duke's going to offer you $100,000, you just go to the school that you really want to go to. You're not going to be persuaded by $100,000.
Yeah, I don't know. But then that goes back. If everybody's cheating, as Matt said, they have more money than everybody else. So then if they were cheating, they wouldn't lose a game. Now, I don't believe that, but I think they lose games because I don't think Cal's that good of a coach. That's what I believe. But I would just think, you know, I thought it was a foregone conclusion that if the FBI released all the information they had, that Cal was for sure going down. And after listening to Matt Jones say those two things, I'm kind of the belief that even if the FBI releases everything they have, Coach Cal's not going to get taken down. Which, again, then to me, that null and voids the FBI investigation.
Because
if you give me 30 coaches and Cal's not one of them, like, did you really do all your homework?
So you think that Cal really does cheat?
Yes. I mean, to be blunt, yes. Now, I think he cheated more when he first got to Kentucky and he had to get the John Walls and the Cousins and the Davises and those guys. But, I mean, do I think Cal cheats? Yeah, I think Cal cheats. I think Cal cheats just like everybody else cheats that cheats. Now, I think, again, like I think Cal does more cheating than Rick Byrd because I don't think Rick Byrd at Belmont does any cheating. But to answer your question, I mean, I guess I feel that way. But I also agree with Matt Jones that I don't think Calipari is going to get taken down even if the FBI releases their stuff. So with that, we'll take your calls. 615-737-1025. And the question is, Matt, is do you believe Matt Jones? And he made a great point about the recruiting. That's the one thing that if I was going to say Cal doesn't cheat, it was the point that Matt Jones made about in the last year, Kentucky's been losing recruiting battles to teams they never lose to. And maybe that's because they're not cheating and the other schools are cheating. It's a fair point. 615-737-1025. Brandon is up next on Coach Cal. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I am in Murfreesboro now, but I was born and raised in Lexington, Kentucky. And I'll tell you, first of all, if Cal's doing something wrong, there's a whole bunch of snitches around there that would love to tell on him. So I don't know that, you know, and I understand it's Cal, and they can cover a lot of stuff up. But the second thing is, when Cal first got to Kentucky, he made it on the front page of the Lexington Herald Leader where he was going to live. His house is at a corner of a major intersection in Lexington. Now, there's a big, huge brick wall around it now, but when he bought it, there wasn't. So everybody knew where his house was going to be. So he basically was, and I remember distinctly having a conversation with my dad and telling him that either he doesn't know how crazy Kentucky people are or he has no plans on losing ever. So, I mean, because like I said, it's common knowledge that everybody knows. Like, does anybody know where, you know, Coach Drew lives for Vanderbilt? They don't, you know. I mean, I'm assuming they don't.
Yeah, but also this because nobody cares. But, like, if you really cared, you could find where he lived. I appreciate the call. I think the first point you made was the best point, and that was, I mean, if Cal was cheating, there are so many people that would want to find out about it and dig it up that it would come out, right? But then again, Patino cheated for, you know, it took 10 years before it came out about the dorm parties.
I mean, I don't know anything about it, but I'm going to guess that anybody that cheats is going to run a really, really tight program because you don't want it getting out and about.
So, again, Matt Jones has his claims about how Cal's not cheating, and I at least think that they make some sense. Your thoughts. 615-737-1025. And coming up next, if the FBI info does come out and it says Cal's clean, how will we feel? That's next on Jared and the GM. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
The case is still ongoing. Yeah, they're bringing the hammer down, but they're just getting started. They're not finished. And at some point in time, you're going to want to take the heat off you. You're talking about shoe companies with the AAU programs, and then obviously the head coaches are getting involved. You got assistant coaches. I'm not going to mention any names or what institutions that they are, but I'm being told you got assistant coaches that are hiring lawyers right now.
Today, you bring up Canseco. I'm telling you, man, analogy.
It's going to get deep.
Will be Patino. That makes him Canseco. So here's my question, Stephen A. Who's McGuire? Who's Sosa? Who's Bonds?
Well, we
see what I'm saying? That ain't Patino.
I agree with you.
That's a very legitimate question. I'm not at liberty to give you specific answers at this moment in time, but I have my ideas. Make no mistake about it. This is the dominoes the will fall from here. Yeah. It's Lowly. Coming.
It's coming, says Stephen A. Do you think Stephen A. thinks Cal's one of the guys that he won't say, I'm not at liberty to say right now? Do you think Cal's one of those guys?
I have no idea.
Gotta be, right?
I don't know.
Again, we're talking about John Calipari, who until yesterday was only one of two coaches to have two Final Four banners vacated. Rick Pitino has now joined that exclusive club by having his 2012 and 2013 Final Four banners taken down. But Cal was, you know, he lost the banner at UMass, he lost the banner at Memphis, and now he has his reasons for it. He never knew, but I'm just saying, he said he never knew.
It goes back forever. I mean, it's amazing how many major skirmishes this guy has gone through and is still coaching.
Talking about Cal or Patino?
Cal. It's incredible.
He hasn't gone through any at Kentucky, though, that we know of.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's by the time you go to all these places and then have all these banners torn down and then you still get great jobs and you still incredible.
Well, it's because he wins.
Yeah, you win because you cheat.
I mean,
there's a difference.
Here's the truth about college basketball, and this goes back to Stephen A's point. For the most part, if your team is winning and they're cheating, and someone says, you know, I think all you want to do is put your hands over your ears and go, la, 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 I don't hear la, 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 la. That's all. You just want to pretend like there's no way your guy's cheating. I mean, like, and I'll be honest, when this stuff with the dorm and the prostitutes came out about Louisville, I said, there's no way it's true. Well, I said, no way.
And that is, to me, that maybe the most disturbing part.
What do you mean?
Is that how you can take people that have, it's not an incident. It's not today. It's a history, a long, distinguished history.
Well, Pitino didn't have that before the strippers. And
before when? Louisville?
Well, he didn't have, no, before Louisville, he didn't have any problems.
That's what I'm saying, before Louisville. Yeah, but once he got
to
Louisville.
Kentucky and Celtics, and he didn't have any of that. Now, I don't think he had to worry about it with the Celtics, but he didn't have any of that. And so then he was doing a good job at Louisville, and then the stuff, the one thing came out about the equipment manager's wife, and, you know, that was just a scandal. Like, that wasn't, you know, that wasn't like NCAA cheating. That was just a legitimate scandal.
I guess the question is, what kind of confidence do you have in someone like that?
In Pitino?
And in someone that would go through what they went through. Feel good about you? Is that somebody you want to date, your daughter to date?
No, but I never. But again, I don't care if, like, I don't care if Mike Vrabel is a nice enough guy. I don't care about that. Go win football games. It's all. Now it's different when it's college, but still, again, I go back. I didn't care. Like, when I was in college, now I didn't really care. Like, I kind of cared about men's basketball, but not really, because I was with the women's basketball team and we had our own games to worry about. And I didn't care too much about the men's team as much as everybody else there does. And now we got to separate the Pitino scandals here. But the first one, the Karen Cypher one, where he met the woman at the restaurant and then knocked her up and then paid for the abortion and then got the equipment manager to marry her. Like, that one, I never really had a problem with.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, because I don't judge people, because I don't want people judging me. I'm not perfect.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I haven't done that, but I'm not perfect.
I have no problem.
The second one, the stripper parties, at first, and I didn't think that he knew. And I'm not sure that matters, that he didn't know. And according to the NCAA, it absolutely doesn't matter that he didn't know. And he hired the coach that did all of this. And that's his fault. But deep down inside, I just figured he didn't know. I mean, I thought he should have been fired. But as far as Rick Pitino, the guy, I kind of was like, well, he doesn't know. Now, this latest one, when that popped up on my phone and I saw that, I said, he's fired. I said, that's it. See ya. The $100,000, you got to go. So to answer your question, like, I have to take you through time in order to get you how you just look at it and go, how can you like a guy who's had these three things? And it's like, well, but you got to take them one by one, and then that's where you work off of it.
Louisville has done a great job raising you.
What do you mean?
I mean, they've...
You worked for the cheatiest coach in the NFL.
You are a son of Louisville, and you fit that system well.
I mean, I wanted him fired after the $100,000.
Oh, the 100 grand, was that put you over the
That
top?
Was the straw that over broke the camel's top. Back.
Okay.
Like, when I saw that, I was like, that's the straw that's broken the camel's back. Back to Cal, though. I would say that the recruiting angle that Matt Jones had on Kentucky Sports Radio, I mean, it makes sense. If you were a Cal defender and you were to come out and say that John Calipari doesn't cheat, then this take would make sense.
There's a ton of dudes from Kansas, Arizona, and a handful from Duke that have gone to him. Not one Kentucky guy except Nerlens. So again, unless you, and the other thing is, this all came out in recruiting the last year. What is the year where we've done the worst in recruiting?
Right.
So you're saying, yeah, we were cheating the year we sucked? I keep saying this all the time. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. If we were cheating, we'd never lose anybody. We have more money than all these other schools.
I mean, all of that's true, right? Like, they've been beaten out lately by Duke and Kansas and all these other guys for the one and dones. And we're wondering, like, why is Cal losing his touch with the one-and-dones? What's wrong with Cal? Why is Cal struggling with it? And maybe it's because all the other guys are cheating and Cal's not. I mean, it's feasible.
So sad.
Why are you laughing at me?
And then I'm saying, and I look at your face, and you're sincere about this.
Then, no, like, okay, no, in my heart, I
what happened?
Cal
let's
cheats.
Go back. Let's go through his history a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Start.
Okay, so he was at UMass.
And what happened there?
They went to the Final Four.
And then?
And Marcus Camby was getting paid by an agent.
Okay, and so they had to do what with the banner?
It came down.
Took the banner down. Okay, then after that?
He went to the New Jersey Nets.
In college.
Well, but then he thought that the front office was bugging his office, and, you know, he had all kinds of kooky theories going on there, okay. And he passed on drafting Kobe Bryant. Then he goes to Memphis.
Memphis. And?
They lose the national championship game because he can't coach.
And put a big banner up?
But they got the runner-up banner for the national championship in the Final Four.
And then?
And then he went to Kentucky.
And what happened to that banner?
It came down like the second year he was at Kentucky. Although the NCAA technically never charged him specifically in those two instances.
Okay.
And now he's at Kentucky and he's won a national title. And I mean, there've been a lot of rumors about Kentucky. Like
that
there
banner
was,
will be coming down soon.
So you're in the camp that firmly believes Cal cheats.
I don't. All I know is when you look at long distinguished history, I am very suspicious.
I mean, there were a lot of rumors about Eric Bledsoe and like a grade change that he had, and I don't really remember that. But Cal had to deal with that, and then Cal also had to deal with, I'm trying to think what the other one he had to deal with was. Anthony Davis. There was a rumor that Anthony Davis, who was from Chicago, was going to go to Illinois the whole time, and then at the end switched to Kentucky because someone paid him $100,000. So that was the other kind of thing that they had there. Again, I'm just trying to figure out if Vandy's on the up and up. You know, I'm not, you know, I mean, look, with Cal, I can listen to both sides of the argument. I can listen to your argument that Cal is totally dirty and once a cheater, always a cheater. I can listen to that. But I can also listen to what Matt Jones says there about how now they're not recruiting as well as everybody else because everybody else is cheating.
Kind of like he didn't know about the hookers in the dorm.
Well, if Matt Jones had known about the hookers in the dorm, he would have been front and center blasting Louisville for the hookers.
I'm talking
in the
about
dorm.
Coach.
Patino?
Yes.
I don't think he knew. Okay, I do not think he knew. We'll take more of your calls. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We're also going to be giving away a pair of tickets this hour to see Willie Nelson and Allison Krauss at Ascend Amphitheater. So get excited about that. Jared and the GM are live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. of Mount Juliet. ESPN 1025 The Game is your flagship station for the reigning Western Conference champion, Nashville Predators. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and like us on Facebook to keep up with everything in Smashville. Twitter at 1025 The Game, Instagram at The Game Nashville. Facebook.com/TheGameNashville. I'm on Twitter at Jared Stillman. The blue check mark lets you know it's me. And on Instagram at The Jared Stillman. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram, The Jared Stillman. We need as many Instagram followers as we can get. It's Jared the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
All the coaches who served on my staff today are head coaches. We all feel the same way, that the actions that took place in a very special dormitory named after my brother-in-law and my best friend here, who I lost in 9/11, that dormitory represented his name. It meant the world to me. How you can take down a national championship.
That was Rick Pitino earlier today in his press conference that nobody told him to call. Now, here's the thing where I think we disagree on. I don't think it matters whether or not Pitino knew, as far as the banner and all that's concerned, or being fired, but I still don't think he knew. And every time I say that, you laugh at me.
No, I just think you're son of Louisville.
I mean, it has nothing to do with that.
Sense to
I
you.
Thought he should have been fired.
Somehow
when
it all it works out.
I said that I didn't think he should have kept his job after the hooker situation, but I just didn't think he knew. But I promised back to the phones, so back to the phones we go. Jeff is up next on this. What's up, Jeff?
Question for the GM.
Sir.
Floyd?
Yes.
You have to sit beside him for 4 hours. I want to know what drugs you take, and you need to give him some of those drugs, too.
Jeff, do you think John Calipari cheats?
Yes, I do. And I think you are definitely Louisville homer.
How? Thank you for the call, Jeff.
I love it.
How? I said they should have fired him.
Go.
I think it's good that the banner came down because it means we don't have anything bad happening to
Put
us.
Put the hat right on you. Louisville homer. I heard it. We all heard it.
Dude, that was like this morning, Braden Gall. Oh, my God. So this morning, they played the clip of Trevor Maddich talking about like whether or not Lamar Jackson could move to wide receiver and fit the Titans or whatever.
Right.
So they were talking about it, and Braden was like, Stillman's just saying that because he's a Louisville Bobo. And I texted him, I'm like, that's not my take. Like, my take was, hey, Floyd, if he moves to wide receiver, could he fit the Titans? And you were like, maybe in the fourth round. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that was my take. My take wasn't that the Titans need to go get Lamar Jackson. That was just my question to you, because Bill Polian had said it earlier in the day. And because the thing about these draft prospects, we could talk about Harold. What's the guy's name from Boston College?
I don't know.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Harold Landry. We could talk about Harold Landry all day, but you guys don't know Harold Landry, so it's not interesting to you. But if we talked about Lamar Jackson, everybody knows Lamar Jackson, so everybody can get in and they can tweet and they can call and it's interesting. And that's why I did it, not because I went to Louisville. And, I mean, we had a conversation a couple weeks ago about could Baker Mayfield be the backup to Marcus, which if he's going six in Mel Kiper's mock, the answer's no. So I text Braden and I was like, dude, like that wasn't my take. Like, my take wasn't that, and I wasn't mad or anything, but Braden was literally like, no, dude, I was just giving you a hard time. I'm like, again, it's not about a hard time. It's about that I didn't say the Titans should get Lamar Jackson. It has nothing to do with me. And that's how I feel about this. I mean, look, I'm a Louisville fan, but I want all these guys fired. I'm glad Patino's fired. I'm glad the banner comes down. Jay Williams today said they should get a 10-year tournament ban. I'm not saying they should get that, but, I mean, if all that happens is we pretend a bunch of games 5 years ago didn't happen, I'm okay with that. Like, if that's the worst that happens.
Yeah, that's not severe enough. I'm sorry. There's more to come. To be more.
You want them to disband the program.
Hey, yeah. It's what they need.
It's too much money on the line. John is up next on Calipari. What's up, John? John.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, I thought he was going to have a good take, too.
He was right there.
Well, it said in the comment box, it said Coach Cal not a cheater. Again, I don't know if Coach Cal is a cheater or not a cheater. And I'm willing to entertain both ideas. We've got Floyd's side on the left that says John Calipari has had two banners taken down at Memphis and UMass, so he's a cheater. Then we have Matt Jones on the other side, which says that Kentucky, that the guy who, the agent, Andy Miller, that the FBI raided in all of this, that he was not a Cal guy, that he and Cal hate each other, and that the guys that Andy Miller is connected to are all involved in this and out-recruiting Kentucky right now because, again, Kentucky's not cheating. And I'm in the middle.
You need to think about what you just said.
What do you mean?
This is a discussion we're talking about with Calipari and how he had a banner taken down at Maryland, and then he had a banner taken down at Tennessee, and about how he couldn't have a good recruiting class because he's not that close with the guy that's doing all the cheating with all these other schools.
Right. Again, okay. I'm entertaining both sides. Okay. I don't know one way or the other. In my heart, I think he cheats. I have no proof, but I mean, I'm going to be disappointed if the FBI thing comes out and it doesn't have Cal in as a cheater. Like, I'm going to be disappointed. Like, Bruce Pearl, too. And I love Bruce Pearl. But, I mean, come on, Bruce. Like, what was the thing he said the other day when he said something along the lines of he was asked why he hasn't complied with Auburn? And he said, I've complied enough to still be here.
Yeah, to still be here.
What a piece.
Enough to keep my job.
God, what a disappointment. Let's go to Tim, who's up next on Coach Cal. What's up, Tim? Tim,
hey,
go ahead.
Pat. Hey, I got a question for GM.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I passed you a note at the Prez game the other night about a trade, a proposed trade for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
You know.
Remember trading Jared for Lamar Jackson?
That was, I started to say, that had some possibility to it. Louis, the Cardinal for a Cardinal.
Our calls in the last couple of minutes have not been very good. Corey is up next here on Cal. What's up, Corey?
Hey, I was born and raised in Central Kentucky. My brother went to U of L. Sister went to University of Kentucky, so I'm well aware of everything that's went on. Both schools, I believe, are cheaters. And I wanted to point out one thing. As far as Louisville goes, even though I believe that they are a cheating team, at some point you have to know things like the incident in the dorm room. I don't think Pacino was aware of that.
Thank you.
Because at some point as a cheater, even you have to know your limit, and you have to know when to stop, or you're not going to get away with it. And that's my take.
Here's my thing on the cheating. Thank you for the call. These coaches that do cheat don't want to know about it. They're like, hey, if you do it, don't tell me. That's their thing. And that's what Pitino had. See, that's the problem that nobody – see, this is the thing nobody's going to address because nobody lived that life that I lived. But I'm just telling you right now, here's the problem. Rick Pitino had a practice facility that was built off campus. Rick Pitino had a dorm room that was built not off campus but at the very edge of campus that was only for basketball players. So Rick Pitino never went into any offices or anything like that where he would have to deal with the actual people on a day-to-day basis. He was very isolated, and the team was very isolated, and that's how he wanted it. So when you're basically telling everybody, don't bother me, and you're the most powerful person there, and the way you purport yourself is do not bother me, then the thing is nobody's going to bother you because they don't want to lose their job for having bothered you. So nobody would bother him. So the whole thing was, basically, don't ask, and whatever you do, do not tell. And then the don't asking and the don't telling get enough to the point to where you got a 5-year hooker problem and nobody knows about it.
Then your school program's down the tubes and you're losing $48 million a year and you're all those other things.
And the foundation that the president was giving the money to him and all the other executives, and they were taking money from endowment and putting it towards athletics and lying about it and all that stuff.
What a mess.
John is up next on Coach Cal. What's up, John?
Hey, first off, Jared, there's nothing wrong with being a homer for Louisville. You're a very intelligent guy, and you call it pretty straight down the line.
Right, so, but like a homer, see, the difference between like a homer and like take the Predators, for example. I grew up here,
right.
So I want them to win. Like, I hope they win. But like, if they stink, I'm going to say they stink. If Rick Pitino cheats, I'm going to say fire him.
That's right, and you're great at that. Now, listen, I'm a homer. I went to Memphis State. I graduated from Memphis, and Calipari, what he did over there, I mean, it devastated the whole program, and he brought the football program down, sucked every penny he could into that basketball program. R.C. Johnson let him do it, and if it wasn't for Fuentes, we probably might not have a football program. However, what the devastation that he did with Derrick Rose, he did not take that ACT in Detroit. He on the NBA All-Star weekend. I have to believe Calipari knew it, and that is why Memphis had to pay all that money. They took down our banner, and we had to forfeit all those games. None of it followed Calipari, and that's really what is bad. We had to pay the penalty. But it didn't follow Calipari to Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, no, Cal's great about declaring bankruptcy when he takes his next job. Thank you for the call. And I mean declaring bankruptcy in a figurative sense, but like...
Oh, he's done it a couple times.
But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, like, get out just in the nick of time.
Yep. I'm good.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me. I'm good.
Hey, we didn't have any problems when I was there.
So I got a Titans quarterback question I want to get to, and it's a very sad day in sports. It really does get me right in the heart with something big that's happening today in sports. So which one do you want to do first? What's got me really sad, or do you want to do the Titans quarterback question?
What's gotten you sad.
Okay, we'll do that next. It's Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Dyson and Bird are deep. Taken by Neal. He gives it to Wycheck. Wycheck, that looked like a forward pass. Taken by Dyson. Dyson down the sideline. Dyson's going to go all the way. And there is no flag. There are no flags on the play. It is a touchdown, but we need to look at that replay.
All that's missing is the band.
That's right.
Mike Patrick on the call of ABC's Wild Card Weekend. And tonight, when Louisville plays Duke in basketball, Mike Patrick will make his final appearance after 34 years on ESPN. And has a sad, sad day. And it's got me really sad today. Like, I know you don't care about announcers and stuff like that, but I'm legitimately sad that Mike Patrick is hanging it up today. I mean, because when I first started watching football was when he was on the Sunday Night Football. And he used to do all the Titans playoff games that they used to win. And it just really gets me in my in my heart. Between that and Lindsey Vonn crying last night, I just... Whew, it's been tough.
I know. I feel for you.
Are you going to miss Mike Patrick?
I don't know Mike Patrick from a jar of Vicks.
You never had to sit down with Mike Patrick and talk to him about your team before the Buffalo playoff game?
No.
Well, you should know he's good luck to the Titans in the playoffs because Mike Patrick called two Titans playoff games and the Titans are 2-0. He called the Music City Miracle, which you heard that clip right there, and he called the Baltimore game in 2004 where you guys went on the road to Baltimore and beat them. So maybe you should have petitioned to have Mike Patrick call more games.
Yeah.
And then you would have
If I would have known what was going on, I would have. I got no clue.
And I got one other thing about Mike Patrick.
Yes.
So now you're really going to chuckle, so prepare yourself.
Okay.
Mike Patrick, to the best of my knowledge, is the only broadcaster that has called postseason victories for a Floyd Reese team and postseason victories for a Jared Stillman team. Because he was doing the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight my freshman year in women's hoops when we went to the Final Four.
Ah.
So, I mean, we have the Mike Patrick connection.
It's kind of a bonding thing, a bond.
Well, we didn't know about it until today.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But.
It doesn't make it any less intense.
You know what? You are disrespectful to Mike Patrick. You know, first we had the caller.
Yeah,
the caller
first is Al Michaels and now Mike Patrick.
You have no respect. For the legendary broadcasters.
I mean, I can't. And anybody that doesn't like the Winter Olympics, I have to be skeptical of. I mean, I have to look out of here.
Mike Patrick probably loves them.
Oh, I guarantee you he does.
But this isn't about me. This is about Mike Patrick and Al Michaels. But
and,
really,
and I'll guarantee you Al does too. Loves them.
So will you say that you're going to miss Mike Patrick?
Sure. Yeah. Miss you, Mike. Way
to
go.
Are you going to watch tonight to see if...
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
No.
I don't see why you would. Why you wouldn't. Why you would not.
No.
Okay, so I got this quarterback take on the Titans. I'm going to miss you, Mike Patrick. Love you. I got this quarterback take on the Titans that I guess we can get to. And it came from something that Trevor brought up yesterday. And it was like comparing Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma, who Mel Kiper has going at sixth overall to the Jets in his new mock draft, and Mason Rudolph, the quarterback at Oklahoma State. And the idea that Trevor said that he might go in the third or fourth round and could develop into a pretty good player. So this is what Trevor said yesterday on our show about Baker Mayfield and Mason Rudolph.
But assuming that he would fit on your team, yeah, he'd be another guy that, you know, you could take Baker Mayfield at pick number three, mm-hmm. or you could take Mason Rudolph in the third round. Now, who has a better chance of making it in the NFL? I think if they both have a good fit, they're about an equal chance of making it.
Hmm.
So if that's the case, why not, if you're the Titans, draft a guy like that in the third or fourth round, put him behind Marcus, keep Castle or Tanny or Whedon to be the real backup, have three quarterbacks on the roster, and then let Rudolph eventually become the backup, and then pull the Patriots where you flip him for a second-round pick or a first-round pick or something like they always do?
Well, I mean, when the Patriots do that, they only keep two quarterbacks. And if we only kept two quarterbacks and one of them was the was the rookie.
Well, last year they had three.
Yeah, but not only after only half the after Marcus got hurt.
No, I was talking about the Patriots.
Oh, I
because they had Brissett.
Yeah, but they traded him.
No. Like last year they traded him, but 2 years ago they had three.
I think wasn't Brissett on the practice squad?
No, because remember he started two games and beat the Texans on Thursday night.
I don't remember that. But, I mean, I don't. I mean, I don't know why you would keep three quarterbacks. That would be the thing for me. Now, if you want to get rid of another position, you can do that.
Well, why'd they keep three quarterbacks last year once Marcus was totally healthy?
Well, because he got hurt. I think that's the reason.
Right, but once he got totally healthy, then they should have cut Whedon.
Well, yeah, if you think he can stay totally healthy.
Well, but then...
If you don't think he's not going to stay healthy, then you keep those guys around.
So you think he's going to stay healthy now?
I don't know.
I mean, if you thought that when he got back to being healthy, you weren't satisfied enough to cut Whedon, then that tells me that you just always think you're going to need to have three quarterbacks on your roster.
Which very well could be the case.
And if that's the case, then why don't you have Marcus, either Tanny, Castle, or Whedon, and then Mason Rudolph as the third stringer to develop behind those guys?
Right, but I would put Rudolph on the practice squad.
Right, but you're not going to put a third. You're not going to be able to put a fourth round pick on the practice squad.
Sure.
No, because you cut him, somebody will claim him.
Maybe, but maybe they won't. And even if they do, they may cut him the next day. I mean, you don't know that. I mean, a lot of times those situations when they claim it, they just claim to look at him, and they bring him in and look at him, and they cut him the next week or whatever it is, depending on when you cut him.
But if he's as good as Trevor said as Baker Mayfield. Or if he could be as good as Baker Mayfield, right, then someone's going to claim him and keep him.
But you heard what he said. I mean, it depends on the scheme. It's got to be the right scheme. And I think if your scheme is right for either one of those guys, and the choice is taking Mayfield in the first or somebody else in the fourth, well, you're going to go with the fourth. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I also question, I mean, there would be a lot of people that would question whether or not those two are that close.
Do you think that they're that close?
Oh, I don't know.
So the top headline, you're going to love this. The top headline at ESPN.com, Patino, unjust for NCAA to take away 2013 title. It's been the number one story across all the country this week.
It shows you what bad shape we're in.
What do you mean?
When that's the number one story in the country.
Oh, Stephen A. was screaming about it today. It was great. It was great. And Jay Williams might have gotten Duke in trouble. Because Jay Williams talked about how he went to parties and stuff when he was a recruit, and he did all that. And I'm thinking, well, I mean, shouldn't your school be in trouble too? If my school's in trouble for the scandals, your school should be too. I just want the FBI to drop their information. I want to know who's cheating. I want to know who's not cheating. And that's all. I'm really all that interested in.
The part that's interesting is they just threw that out. And now all the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Everybody's squealing. I went to parties. Well, I did this. Well, I had the hookers. Well, everybody's taking a shot.
I'm not sure anyone said, well, I've had the hookers, but okay. All right, be caller 5 at 615-737-1025. You'll want a pair of tickets before you can buy them to see Willie Nelson and family and Alison Krauss in concert at Ascend Amphitheater on Friday, May 18th. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Preds Insiders is next. It's Jared and the GM right here on ESPN 102.5, The Game.